everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Becky.
And Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hello, Becky.
And back for the first Wednesday of 2025 is Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
We missed your whole face, just so you know.
I'm so excited. I'm going to be here for like many Wednesdays to come.
Oh, exciting. Exciting. Okay. So I feel like we have a lot to say about this title. There are big thoughts in the room tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So the book this week that we're talking about is Unexpected Rush by J.C. Burton. Who wants to say all the things we have to know before we start?
I can. Okay, so this book was released February 16th, 2016. The tropes are football, sports romance, football, best friend, sister, secret relationship, friends to lovers, forbidden romance. The series is play by play, and this is book 11, and they are all standalones, and they're not all in the same world either. Like, they're,
it's different teams and there's different sports represented.
Yeah,
and
like, it's the same world, but that they're not always connected either.
Yeah.
It is single third person point of view. The put out percentage was 42%. If you do the audiobook, the narrator is Lucy Malone.
Don't do the audiobook.
Thoughts on that? It is available in Hoopla and Anyplay.
Don't do the audiobook. Let's just be real honest, and we're just going to start from the beginning.
Is it bad?
Don't do the audio.
Yeah, it's bad.
Okay. The problem with it, the audiobook is bad, but the other problem with it is that it's third person point of view, which makes it complicated.
See, and I don't mind third person single POV. We've read a couple recently.
But it's not single. Like, you get in his head too.
There is some head hopping.
She's not talking about her hard on.
Well, don't. Do not read Whitney, my love. That is third person head hopping. Okay, it's also, I think we also have to talk about the fact this book is 9 freaking years old.
But yeah, it is not a book that has aged well. Like,
it did not age well at all.
Like, I mean, we've read some older books recently, like since we started this whole like experiment.
Yeah, the Jennifer Cruzy and one with head hopping, third
that
person.
That one aged well. Like, we have read
Nora Roberts.
Multiple books. The Nora Roberts. I'm blanking on any name at the moment.
Well,
but like,
that
they
Suzanne
age
Wright,
fairly
was that
well.
Was that PNR third person?
Yes.
And I think it was a good 14, 15 years old.
Yeah, it's like 2013.
Yeah. Well, not 15 years old, like, you know, 11, 12. This book does not age well, and it made me so sad. I had not read this one. I had read others in the beginning of this series. I had not read this one, and I thought if we picked one later in the series that it would, you know, be maybe more modern and we wouldn't feel like it was so dated, because this series started back in 2011.
Yeah, so this was, I hadn't read J.C. Burton at all before. So when we had picked this book, I was like, I want to go back and read some of the earlier ones to see if it, you know, to see how it goes. So I read the first one a couple weeks ago and I didn't love it, but granted it was older, and I was like, well, hopefully it will, you know, I will like this one, this newer one better. I liked it less.
Yeah. Well, in the very first one, it has other woman drama and the agent is a bitch.
Yes. Yes, and that, yeah.
And it has nicely placed anal for no reason in that book.
Do they use lube, though?
No. No.
Yeah, I think he does.
Does he? I thought it was more spit.
I'll have to go look, because I feel like I thought about it when it happened, and I wasn't, like, ragey, so I feel like there was a yes.
There was some lube, something.
Yeah, but I don't know. I've read I've read a few books since then. But yeah, I really wanted to like that first one, and I liked it just a little better than this one, but there was really not much
difference.
I
remember liking the third book. The second book is the agent's redemption story with the brother from the first book. But the third book is the sister, and the hero in that book is a hockey player, and it's very swoony. She's working at the family's bar, and it's much better. This book was not better.
It's boring AF.
Yes, I was not interested in these people at all.
Well, it's not even that. Like, it was just, there was so much stuff in it. Like, I did not jump to the end, but I did skip a good 6 chapters, like, towards beginning, and I was not lost. I did not miss anything.
Nothing happened.
Literally, like, nothing.
He made chicken, and we got the whole story before the recipe.
And that's just it. This book has so much telling. They just tell us everything.
So much.
And the characters are so flat and one-dimensional.
Like, well, and they're kind of meh. Like, she, like, wants him. He doesn't want, like, to ruin the friendship of the brother.
Lindsay, what are your thoughts here?
Okay, I'm going to just read from my notes because I really love how spicy my notes are. First of all, she's his interior decorator for his new house. Like, that is so overdone in football. Like, can some football player somewhere please just hire me for, like, a cool $100,000 to interior decorate your house? I personally don't have any experience, but, like, I want to know where this money is. Is this really a thing? Like, that's how they all meet. There's got to be other things. And I think, like, that particular thing only feels overdone to me because of how common it is now in newer romances. So, like, going back and reading this, I don't think I would have had a problem if I read it, like, 9 years ago when it came out. But now it's, like, meh. It was just so meh. It started off okay. I didn't dislike the first few chapters, but then it was just meh overall. There's just nothing exceptional or stand out. It's very juvenile. They're both adults and they're playing games over really dumb stuff to start. The dumb stuff they play games over. He thinks he's her rebound. Like, she's not even, I don't know, whatever, maybe.
Not even upset.
To trick him.
Yeah, she wasn't upset at all.
She's trying to trick him into giving in and he's resisting for good reason because of the friendship with her brother. But they're like, do this whole thing all over. And it's like the whole thing, it's like a will they, won't they kind of thing. And then, like, they have the secret sex trip to San Francisco. I call it that in my notes.
The secret sex trip.
Where it's like, they're saying, like, we're going to do sex only, but they both know they have real feelings. And it's just like, it's so dumb. Like, don't commit to have sex with someone that you're trying not to have feelings for when you already have feelings for. Like, let's just be.
But Harmony is the one who kept insisting on the secrecy. And
no, she didn't want the secrecy. She wanted everybody to tell him. Yeah. Like, she wanted him to tell.
I felt like,
no, we can't tell. No, she got pissed at one point about that. Yeah, I did like that, to be honest, because she's like, I don't, like, I'm done.
That should have been the conflict point. Like, that should have been the conflict versus, like, him telling the brother. The conflict point should be, like, well, if you don't like me enough, like, if you're in a relationship where somebody is supposed to be head over heels in love with you and they don't want to tell their best friend about you because of whatever, like, why?
Yeah.
His ass. Sorry.
Well, and she doesn't stand up to herself. She does not stand up for herself.
She doesn't really stand up for herself either.
Not even to her brother. Like, that's your brother. Who the freak cares?
Well, like, she
I'd push mine down the,
like,
stairs for free.
She says stuff, but then she's like, but there's no follow through. Like, if my brother acted like that, I would cut him off for a while. Like,
yeah, I mean, and none of it gets addressed until, like, after 90%.
Yeah.
Well, and, like, then the mom is the one that takes care of it. Like, she gives him a lecture. It's like, your mom should not be lecturing you about how to treat your sister when you are a 30-year-old man.
That's why it came out to be very juvenile, because it's just like, these people don't behave like adults.
The mama has to teach them life, like, skills, cooking, cleaning. Everybody has to do their share. Like, I wanted to sing the cleanup song. I mean, you know, I won't sing it for you. One of the things that bugged me was the lack of character development. Like,
yeah,
everybody's the same from the beginning to the end. And that makes me really sad, because that's what I expect out of current romances, not stuff pre-2020.
Yeah.
That was something I struggled with because, like, neither of the characters have individual conflicts they're overcoming. And, like, for me to buy an HEA, usually one of them has a conflict, an individual thing they're trying to overcome or achieve, some kind of character development. And, like, the relationship is solidified in, like, working through that conflict together. And there was none of that in this. Like, the entire conflict was about telling her brother and his best friend about the relationship.
Okay.
And that's not enough.
So one of the things that I think is interesting is, so in a bad book, like if we have a book that's overly telly, we can skip to the dialogue and the dialogue will help bring it from being, what the hell did I just read? Up to
like
a 2.5 star. This dialogue is as if a 7-year-old wrote it.
Yeah.
Like,
especially
I
if you take
like
out the other
you.
Part.
Well, even the cringy sex scene. You make me hungry, Harmony. You make me hard. Like, that's not a sentence that a grown butt man should say.
I mean, it is like kindergarten.
You said it with like such fun inflection there.
I don't know.
I just kept thinking of cake. I don't know. I really want to slice a cake in this whole book. I don't know. It was bad, you guys, and I'm so sorry we read this book.
That's why I was like, because I text Becky, I'm like, yeah, did you read this? And she was not on the same page.
I was not on the same page.
So she tells me, like, oh, I've read some of her other stuff. It's okay. We were not talking about the same book. So I was like, oh, okay. I'll keep trying to read it.
No, and I DNF'd.
Becky and I and then Jenny DNF'd today.
We were talking today and she's like, do you have pop? I was like, yeah, but it was kind of late. I think I took a picture of it. It was 42%. She's like, that's not late. I'm like, it felt late.
It felt so late.
I think that's about the point that I said, no, thank you.
Yeah, that's when I was like, because then it just goes on and on. And like you said, there's like nothing happening.
That's the thing. Like they visit his brother in like San Francisco and then
we get
when
his
they go to
POV.
Like
POV.
Yes.
And I was so thrilled.
I forgot about that. Right. We did get the brother's like head.
We go to the family's ranch. Like I forgot that too. Like they do go that whole thing,
but they couldn't spend any time together because then people might
happens.
Know.
Yeah.
So
but they went together.
Yes. Well, the whole
no,
family.
She flew
like her
down
family,
with her mom.
Okay.
Family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Her brother was there.
If we were gonna rate this book, this is probably the cringiest book that we have reviewed on Sip and Discuss, and that includes the Meghan Quinn book. Just want to say that. This is more cringy than that was.
Guys, this is not more cringy than Amy Dawes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a tie. It's a pretty close
tie. I'd say
tie.
There are moments where it's a tough choice, like who is the cringiest. But honestly, that the last 10% of Amy Dawes wins.
Well, I didn't even make it that far because it was so...
Honestly, Lynch, just go to the last like 15% of that book and read it and you'll be like, oh, that's a really good book.
Hey, Leah, I have some like science facts for you. The same skin, the same skin that covers your eyelid is also the same skin as your foreskin. If you had it, it's all the same.
If I had it.
If you had it.
Okay, we're going back to something else. I'm still having stomach
I like that you have
effects,
to preface
so let's not.
I just
like,
this
I'm
book
still
was
trying to get over the norovirus, so let's go back.
This book was just bad. There's like
it was not a good book. Like it
I don't
just...
think there's anything redeeming. Like even at least like with the stupid Amy Dawes book, we got a goat.
Well, I think too, with even with the Amy Dawes and the Meghan Quinn, you're expecting some of that potty humor. Like they kind of lean into that. I was not expecting that here.
No.
Kind of.
But I don't even think like
it's not potty humor, but I wasn't expecting
it. It just was like weird.
Middle school.
Well, and I have to I have to say, so this whole month was dedicated to football. So is there anything about this book that anyone else wants to talk about? Because I want to talk about like a little bit more generalities before I...
Oh, I thought you were going to say like how much football it had in it. None.
No, it had no football.
It's almost none except till the end, and it was barely there.
Yeah, did not make it that far.
Yeah, that there was no sport. I mean, no real value of sports.
And it's just training camp starting. It's not even real football season. Yeah.
Well, but I don't think she even got the... I don't think it was right, though. Because, like, training camp, like, you go and you stay.
Well, yeah, it was, like, yeah, still, like, summer. Right. Yeah.
But what other book did I just read recently that, like, he left 2 weeks early for training camp for football? And I'm like, he went to Los Angeles, came back. I can't remember now what book I read. I'll have to
Like, training camp
was really bad.
Like, July. They do like a heavy, it's like 2 or 3 weeks of like heavy intensive like camp that they stay overnight.
They usually do them at universities.
And he was drinking the whole time.
Yeah.
Like
drinking
alcohol, eating like not great
giant cheeseburgers.
Like, his diet was horrible. Like, so like the football was not, it was non-existent, and when it was not right.
So Stacy says in the chat that this is the timeline of the series, so it felt in time with the previous book. Stacy went back and she's read these books, and I don't think this is her favorite, but she has enjoyed these books.
She said it was her least favorite, but she liked the other ones, especially All Wound Up.
Well, and there's one where he's a NASCAR driver. I liked that one. But okay, so we dedicated this whole month to football.
Okay.
And if we look at these books, outside of last week's interception, I don't think any of them were great.
Wait, what? You didn't like the Eden Finley?
It was okay, but it wasn't, I didn't love it. No. It was okay, but it was
there
not.
There were things that we didn't like about it.
Yeah, there were things I didn't like.
I liked all the ones we did this month except this one.
Except this one.
So.
Yeah.
I didn't
read it. I enjoyed the books that we read this month, and I would definitely, I mean, not this one, but like, and I would read all of the authors again, but I wouldn't, it's not like I would be clamoring to read them again though. Like,
I would like to try Eden Finley's other books. This one just didn't do it for me. And Maggie Rawdon, I think she has a really great voice. But the character, I think that's it. And even in last week's book, none of these characters were overly dynamic. Like, I don't feel like if I looked at all four of these books, none of them were like, oh, that was book boyfriend, or that was like a really exceptional story, or there's a standout character, a standout moment.
Have you read Carla Sorensen?
Yeah.
She's huge fan.
I'm not a fan.
Oh, she's hit or miss. Burn.
Yeah. I like the sports ball books because that's just it. Like, there are football books I love, you know, I love those Tracy Wolf books. What other football have we read? I know Kristen Callahan,
Samantha Wiskey's football series.
I do like Samantha Wiskey's. That first one is A Secret Baby. That's a delight. A surprise pregnancy, not a secret baby.
That was surprise pregnancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if she has a secret baby.
I don't know. And maybe we didn't pick, like, that Maggie Rawdon book is not my favorite, but I really enjoy, like, two of her books and her other series. But
I liked her voice.
But
I think with Maggie Rawdon, that's the thing. Like, her writing style was really good. I like the banter that she created, her characters, and that story just, he was just kind of meh.
Yeah, and I also think, too, like, I think you needed to read the prequel. Like. Yes.
It should be part of the book.
No, I
agree with that statement.
I just, that is really frustrating to me when authors do
it.
Like, I have zero issue reading a long book if I have to have it to lay out characters, right? But you want to throw another 100 pages, what's the harm in just making it a full thing?
And I mean, it could have been just a prologue. Like, if she had, I didn't read it, but tighten it up,
yeah,
make it a prologue, and then you're good to go. But yeah, like this book, like the characters were just kind of boring. Like there wasn't anything like that was
No.
stand out. Like he was honestly like not very macho.
Well, okay.
I know that's not the word that I want to use, but like when I think of a football player, I think of like definitely more
So
like.
would 2016 have been the time when the whole like metrosexual was the vibe, or is that earlier? I know I'm dating
Well,
myself.
yeah. I think 2016 was like popped collar culture and that icky chaos.
So, and I also wonder if J.C. Burton's age shows in how she wrote this.
Maybe.
You know, because she's a little older than I am. And the character felt like he was straight out of 1999.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, too, like I like third person head hopping,
Yeah,
like I like
I do
brother's best
too.
friend, like I like a lot of things that this book is generally, but it just, you know, and if I had read these books back then, I might have had a different opinion, especially if I'd been reading the series the whole time. Like it might have been just one of those ones that I would be like, I don't care if it ages well or not, I still love it. You know what I mean? Like I think Jen Ellen is like, you know, she said that they're always gonna be like ones that she like enjoys. So like I get that.
I get it. And there's some nostalgia about this series, to be
Yeah.
honest. It was a multi-sport series. It was kind of the first of its kind. The only other one that was kind of similar writing multi-sport like this would have been Lorelai James. Which is interesting because both of them have cowboy romances that they write opposite of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, typically, I think J.C. Burton had like this Bluebell series that was like Small Town Texas. And I liked that this, I don't know what it was about this book. And I don't think it was a mood.
I think part of it was too long for like what happened in the book. Like honestly, this would have been fine like as a novella with 200 less pages.
Yeah.
Because there's so much stuff we didn't need. Like we didn't need multiple dinners at the like her mom's house. Like we didn't need so much extra. Like
Then there was a lot of things that happened that didn't really have a purpose for the plot. Like the San Francisco trip didn't really have a purpose for the greater plot. It was just something fun to put in there. The trip to the ranch, that was also not re like it had potential, but it wasn't really like there's nothing of substance. So like there's things that happen and it was just like filler because it didn't feed in to the larger plot. Like I think there could have been some decisions made differently to like bring those things up. Like they're also out at dinner sometime when like they take their picture together and he's like, I don't want our picture taken together. And she's like, well, I don't care. And like that didn't even develop into anything. Like there were so many opportunities for like something to develop and create conflict.
Yeah.
And they just fell flat. Like they just happened with no greater purpose.
The other piece of this, too, is they're an interracial couple. And I think that
Yeah.
this is, again, where people of color are right. Because she does things like with her hair and such wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
You know, like she just got it wet and slept on it. And
Oh, no.
you can do that, but it, you know, your hair would be a mess and frizzy the next morning.
Yeah.
Like there was little stuff within that that I was like, oh, this is bad.
Does the like hypoglycemia ever come up again, or is it just like that one? Because I
It was
thought
just
that
that
would
once, I
be like,
think.
other than he just keeps mentioning that she needs to eat and she keeps telling him that she's fine and that's it.
okay.
Yeah. Like it was like something that happened and then forgotten about. And that's the thing. It seemed like she wanted to go a lot of different directions with the book, and she like started that like, and then she just moved to something else.
Yeah, so, from what, like, Stacey said, it's like maybe it's like an in-between book. She said it's like catching up on some other couples and an intro into the next book. Mm-hmm. And maybe this was just one she just wasn't like,
yeah, because the brothers
into book or something.
The San Francisco brother is the next book.
So, because I wonder, so that's what I was going to say. I wonder if this is a situation where, because he's a character in the previous book. So I wonder if this is a situation where the readers were clamoring for his story or maybe her story. And they, and
well, she, it might have, maybe she didn't really want to write his book and she just felt like she had to.
Or she was under contract.
Yeah.
For that.
Because, you know, I mean, this is, I think this is this a Berkeley series, I think? And she still is under contract with them. Like, she's a label exclusive over there. Where I think this is, if this is Berkeley, then she's a label exclusive over there.
We should have put Ginger Scott on our lineup. For football.
I thought she wrote baseball.
No, she's only written like she's written a couple of baseball, but she writes multi-sports. A lot of her books are football. She also has a hockey one. She has swimming. She pretty much only writes sports. She does have baseball, but she's got others too. Quite a few football.
Well, Lindsay, I think you were in the planning session when we were picking
did I not suggest this before? Especially because, like, I think her last release was a football book and I read it and, like, I have not been.
You liked it a lot.
I love her books. I really like her books. I get a lot of them secondhand from somebody in Minnesota. Apparently gave their Goodwill like 2,000 romance books, and I keep getting like randomly I'll look at the used section on Amazon and then I'll get like a $2 book from them. Nice. And then it comes like signed.
Nice. I will say I think that I wish we had done a Kristen Callahan title over this.
Well, I will say, like, in the positive, that I've had J.C. Burton on my list for a very long time and I'm glad I can now scratch it off.
I was gonna
like,
say like you can I've now.
Yeah, so I mean, now I know.
Now you know.
So it's like, it's one large series that I can take off of my
just removed binge. Like 15 books from your TBR. Look at that.
Yeah, because this is a long series.
Yeah. And it's disappointing. I'm sad. I mean, the Eden Finley book was okay. The Maggie Rawdon book was okay. Intercepted was okay. I think it was the best of the three. And then this one was obviously terrible. I feel like we disappointed all of the football romance readers this month.
Mine was just on like a downhill slope all month.
All month.
It started.
I mean, I liked all of the other three, so I don't have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed the other ones too. Like there were things that I didn't like about them.
Yeah. Small.
I didn't hate them. I just didn't. None of them are like standing out exceptional, like, oh my God, I can't believe we waited so long to read this book.
I really like the Eden Finley one. I just didn't, it just wasn't football-y to me. Like it could have been any sport. That was my only real criticism about that one. Like that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. Okay, so because none of us liked this book, well, we'll do our thumbs up, thumbs down, and then we'll talk about books that maybe they should read instead. Jenny, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs down. I DNF'd at like 40%.
Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs down. This one's just not for me.
Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down.
It's a thumbs down. I couldn't get into this one really at all.
Lindsay, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
This is a thumbs down for me also, and it makes me sad to say that because for whatever reason, nostalgia-wise, I have J.C. Burton as someone I always think, oh, she writes really great books. After reading this, I now doubt all of my past thoughts.
I wonder, though, if it's just this book.
Didn't she write Cowboys? I thought she wrote
She Jesus. Does. She does, and she has, like, a small town, Texas. Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I didn't even... When we had her on our list, I was like, oh, I forgot she wrote sports. I didn't really think about that. I thought about her Cowboys, and I didn't remember those being bad.
Yeah, but again, how long ago did we read those versus now?
Well, 10,000 years ago?
Right.
Before I had gray hair, I don't know.
Before you had gray hair.
So are there other
That's my favorite frame of metric, because it could be like any time.
Are there
This
any
is true.
Football romances that we didn't cover? Obviously, there are tons that you like that you think people should read.
I think Ginger Scott. I don't know why I didn't include her, but she has so many good ones. The Wallflower and the Running Back is one. And then I think, what is the last one? It's like Home. It's like Home something or other. I really like her books. They're really good. I like Carla Sorensen a lot. I know like people have mixed feelings about her slow burn, but I think she does football really well.
She does.
I really love her last book.
Yeah.
That was really good.
I didn't read that one yet.
She rarely disappoints. And she's not somebody who changed her formula, which I like a lot. Like, she mm-hmm. keeps writing what she
well,
wants
not
to write.
All of her books are slow burns either, so that's something just...
But she does write a lot of slow burns.
Her books are just not for me. It's, I mean, I can accept that.
I mean, there's
I know people love her.
That are for you that are not for me.
Right. Yeah. And I love that people love her. It's just not for me. Her books make me ragey.
I haven't read, like, some of the authors that are really popular that have. Oh, I like Rebecca Jenshack. She has a couple in her. She does multi-sports too. Her writing style is very similar. Not writing style, I'd say, but like her world building is very similar to like Ginger Scott, where they write more new adult, like college age romance. But they do a lot of like multi-sport stuff because of that. So it's like interconnected characters who are like cross different sports teams and things like that. And she has a couple sprinkled throughout her series that are football. We talked about Maggie Rodon and Kristen Callahan. Trying to think.
Does anybody else have any other football romances that we haven't talked about that you think more people should read?
Well, Lindsay's got my list pretty much. I mean, I don't read, I watch a lot of football. I don't read a lot of football. So, you know, there may be a reason why.
Well, I wonder if it's one of those things where the majority of us as Americans have some even secondhand knowledge to football. You know, even if we're not active football fans, football watchers, we know enough because it's in our school systems and stuff like that. So I do wonder if it's one of those that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
We're all... Maybe. We have expectations of it because we know what we've seen. Do you know what I mean? And like, so if you get the sport wrong, we're all going to know. You can't just pass it off. And if I look,
well, and
go ahead.
Football, like in the States, is so like advertised. Like, cause I know like when the Steelers go to training camp, like there is like chaos that ensues. And it's, I mean, yes, granted, I only live like 20 minutes from the training camp. So like, it's different, but like that's the thing, like there's so much coverage about like when the teams are going to training camp and all those things, and so it's very frustrating when the facts are not right.
Well, the other thing is like the teams are, I think football is hard to do from a sports perspective because the teams are giant, the rosters are massive. Like we're talking about like 50 plus players versus like hockey, there's, you know, there's a lot more limited players. And then you also have situations with football where like even the different lines, like the offensive line, the special teams, like all of those groups are much bigger, so you get like some player dynamics, but it's just such a big group of people that it's like a lot of things that you tend to like in sports romances, I think, like, how is that easily done in football?
Yeah. Well, we talked about that last week, the camaraderie. Yeah, I think the book last week was the first one we kind of felt like true team building.
Well, because they were both on the D-line, though. Like, that was, like, a big part of it. Like, they were both on the defensive line.
No, they were offense, quarterback and tight end.
Oh, that's right. It was QB1. Sorry. Which one am I thinking of?
I don't know. I don't know, yeah. I will say, like, I was like, oh, I'm going to read some other football. So I tried to read In a Rush by Kate Canterbury. Don't do it, friends. Don't do it.
It's football. It's football.
It's football. It is football. He's like the star quarterback, like the who is the douche nugget that used to be in New England?
Tom Brady.
The one with the bad face. Yes. Oh, that guy. So he's kind of like
announcing voice.
Tons of guy, but he's like the starting quarterback. He's got huge celebrity status. He's got fans and deals and he's all over the place, but he's just her friend from high school. And they've remained friendly, but they're not like in each other's lives, but they both live in the Boston area. And, you know, she, at the beginning of the book, she catches her then boyfriend cheating on her, having sex with another woman. She breaks up with him, but she's going to be in her friend's wedding as the maid of honor, and her ex is going to be the best man. So she needs a really like special kick-ass date. And so she's telling her football friend about, you know, how she needs a really kick-ass date and to show she's gotten over him. And he's like, well, I'll do it. You could marry me. And it just comes out of nowhere. But she talks about like how they're friendly, but they're not like in each other's pockets. And it was just this
He goes from "I'll be your date" to "you can marry."
Right? Yeah, like in the same conversation like, at dinner.
That's a joke.
Like, why does he need her to marry him?
Well, because he's
been in love with her for always.
Well, yes, he's pining, okay. But they were talking about how things would just be easier for him, like he wouldn't have the random groupie showing up or anything. Things would be easier for him, and she's always imagined herself married and having kids by this age. And I don't know, you guys. Like, it just kind of came out of nowhere. And I'm like,
sounds a little bit like you can marry in a jam washed.
Yeah.
Because it's the same type of like
it situation. It is. And it's not. So I thought she was the teacher at the small school that, what's the little girl's
Jenny
name?
Goes to.
Jenny goes to. She's not. She's one of her teacher friends from Boston when she had to go back to the tulip farm. So.
I forgot that one of the Bad Brothers books by Jacinda Wilder has a former football player.
Canadian football. We haven't talked about Canadian football.
Facts.
Maybe we should have gone with Canadian football. Did you see she's writing a new?
It came out.
Yes.
Bad Apple. It's out wide. Come out yet. It's not in KU until Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They got a lot of stuff like in the works. I'm gonna.
So is Bad Apple a next gen?
I think so.
Oh, I didn't catch that. I meant to look and I totally forgot.
Hello.
I think it might be.
Reminder, she still owes us Bad Shifters in a Different World.
I will tell them that they owe us that. They have been busy.
I know. I want to read their Small Town. It's on my Kindle.
Oh, yeah.
Mine is really on my Kindle also, which I need to do before I talk to them. I got time, don't you worry.
Okay. Anyway. Anything else we should talk about bookish-wise?
Ooh, Delia Bad, whoever Delia Bad is.
I don't know. Do they talk about who Delia is? I don't know. Anyway. So we have... I announced our merch lineup. That One Regret by Carrie Elks. Whitney, My Love by Judith McNaught. You probably are not going to want to read that one, Jenny.
Okay.
It's head hopping third person.
Oh, yeah, I'm out.
But is there consent? I don't think there's consent in either.
Yeah, probably not. Probably.
Well, sort of. He arranges.
No.
He arranges their marriage, but she consents. She just doesn't know she's consenting to the Duke.
Have you read Kaylee Ryan?
Yes.
Yes.
She had a Jenny. Whole year.
We did the baseball Jenny. Together, Lindsay. I'm the one who told you to
read it. It's Jenny read Kaylee Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Kaylee Ryan is our mac and cheese.
Yeah, I know. I was just like, well, Jenny would like her a lot if she hasn't read
it. I don't know why we're giving book rights to Jenny.
Her books, I'm just like, could you write a more perfect man? Like, this is literally. Like, they're just like always textbook green flags all the way.
They're hard.
Yeah.
But I have to admit, though, I sometimes like a red flag. I don't know.
We all know I like a red flag.
We do know you like a red flag. I was thinking about the dark episode that we did on Sunday. And I'm like, oh, we never talked about this book. And we never talked about this book. We're going to have to do a whole nother dark episode.
It is Sebastian and Drew's daughter.
Oh, yes. Oh. I am so in it.
Okay, so Whitney, my love, and then what's after that?
Right. Oh, The Legacy by Dylan Allen, which I'm super excited that we're finally.
So I will preface this. It is very much like this reads like a 90s like
soap opera.
TV nighttime soap opera. Yeah. So if that is not your if this is not your jam, like it's. That I was very in the mood. I was very in the mood for this when I read it. So
I'm ready for a saga, and I feel like this book is going to give us the saga. And then The Broker by Nikki Sloan, which is all just spice based on what I've seen in the reviews. So
I mean, a lot of her books are.
We're going to explore some kink together, friends.
There's not always a lot of plot in a Nikki Sloan book.
You know what, though? But after, like, a saga, we might not
That's
need
That's true.
Plot.
We probably will need that. There might be a lot of red flags, too, which we will enjoy.
Right. And Jenny won't.
She often has red flags.
I mean...
I think March is not Jenny's month.
No, it does not
which
sound
is
like it.
Which is going to be rough, because Amanda's out for yes. half the month, so Jenny.
It might be me and you back.
Well, you know, or we just make Jenny read them.
I'll read them. I'll just have opinions.
She'll have opinions and she'll stop being our friend. And then.
Opinions are good. They're entertaining.
They are entertaining. And, you know.
Not every book is for every person.
That is right. That is right. Special shout out to Finding Home by Lauren Rowe that came out today.
I need to get to that.
I need everybody to sit their butts down and read that. You liked Swoon. You liked Smitten. Jenny, don't give me looks.
I know. I just don't have. The world is on fire.
Right? Yeah, so escape into some romance with a rock star that's broody. Cheese and rice.
Stacey wanted to know, does Whitney have an audio?
If it might, I don't know. I've memorized that book. I might even pull down my like mass market and, you know, sniff the pages and read it.
You're going to actually read a paperback?
This book, yes. Yes, I will. I have to tell you, like, Maisie Hearts might be the sister of my soul. Did you see her stuff on Threads today, Amanda?
I saw, oh, she was talking about the mass market. Yeah. Ugh,
we didn't kill mass market. They murdered it.
Murdered it.
That is the quote.
I was like, oh, she's making my heart hurt right now. I mean,
she is right.
She is right.
And then in all the comments and everybody was like, oh, I loved how I could stick it in my purse or my pocket. And I was like, stop.
That's the thing. It fit in your back pocket. And I was always a back pocket book person.
Yeah. There's something.
You read paperbacks, Leah?
Yes, when I was young and dumb.
Mass markets. No, they were all the same size. They were never varied in size. And even if the series covers changed, they were all the same size.
All the same size, yeah.
You know, I'm just saying.
Often the spines were the same, not just the cover
change. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you had step backs. And clinch covers?
Yeah. Yes, Lindsay. Magical. I ruined many a book because I read them so much.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I have my original copy of Paradise and like the pages are falling out and the cover's gone. It's beautiful.
I used to only have paperbacks that I would read and then that changed. Well, and that's all your fault.
I used to be a strictly physical girl, but then after I had the kids, I needed something easier. So
the amount of mass market paperbacks that got dropped on my child's head, you know.
Yeah. It's a wonder my children did not have a permanent concussion because I would drop books on their heads often.
It does not look like Whitney, my love, has an audio. So sorry about that. We'll have to eyeball read it. Okay.
But I think all the other three do. Two of them are in Hoopla. That one, Regret, and The Legacy are both in Hoopla.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nikki Sloan's book is in Kindle Unlimited.
Yeah.
In addition to the others being in KU. So I think it's fine.
Well, and Whitney, My Love is currently in KU. So I think all four books, it is. All four books next month, I think, are KU picks.
I think so.
Good, because my library does not have it.
Oh, no. How do they not have Judith McNaught? It's a classic.
I don't think mine.
Well, but you know, it's terrible.
They didn't come out in ebook form until 2017. Judith McNaught books didn't come out in ebook form until 2017.
Yeah, so. I'm actually surprised they don't have it because, I mean, well, I think they, my library like cycles in like older, they'll cycle stuff in and then cycle it out. So they may just be like on a cycle out with this one. So I got it.
Well, anyway, Whitney, My Love is currently really in small. Kindle Unlimited. So I think all four books next month are in Kindle Unlimited.
Perfect.
Anyway, before we say goodnight, is there anything anybody else wants to talk about now that we've rambled for 15 minutes?
Oh, my library does have it. Shocker.
There you go. But it's also in Kindle Unlimited. You don't have to use
libraries. Well, I know, but I was curious.
Okay. So that's a wrap on this episode. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into Unexpected Rush by J.C. Burton, even though we did not enjoy the book. Hope you enjoyed our discussion.
And then some.
Right. We'll be back Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the YouTube, where we will be discussing bakeries and coffee shops. And then we're back next week where we are diving into That One Regret by Carrie Elks. And all you people better freaking read it. That's all I got to say.
I read this book already. Yes. I have read it already. I will be rereading it because I need to remember a couple things. But I've read this one. Thank you very much.
Better all be reading it.
That was the whole purpose of us picking this book.
March is all about me.
March is all Becky's picks. It's
March is all about Becky.
Yeah.
Either books I want to read or books that I need you people to read. Why is it not Winterville, though? Because Winterville is in third person, and some of these people don't do well in third person. And That One Regret is in first person. So I felt like
Winterville?
I was giving someone
like
a
I'm making
bone.
You read the books. I'll at least find one that you.
I don't remember Winterville being third person.
I don't either.
It is. Yeah, Jim did first until this series. Right?
No, all the Heartbreak Brothers are first.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, we'll see you back here Sunday night, people, and then back on Wednesday because you're all going to read Carrie Elks, or I'm going to be mad. So until next time, everyone.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.